USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are visiting an elementary school in Southern Virginia. It's part of a pitch for the sweeping new infrastructure program and its effect on schools. The President asked students how they liked at-home learning this past year.
I liked it.
Kids between 12 and the age of 15 could be eligible to get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine soon. The FDA is reportedly poised to greenlight the shots as early as this week. 12-year-old Caleb Chung was part of Pfizer's vaccine trial program earlier this year.
I definitely hope we get back to whatever we would call normal eventually soon.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is preparing for the G7 summit next month.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau says the White House was not involved with the 2020 census after many Republicans questioned whether President Joe Biden's administration interfered with the results. The Census Bureau telling the Epoch Times no one from the White House or Commerce Department saw the results of the census until they were released to the public. House Republicans concerned because they ended up with lower population counts than what was estimated last year. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Wisconsin authorities are identifying the murderer who fatally shot 2 people and injured another at a casino complex. The murderer was 62-year-old Bruce Pulfel, who had been recently fired from a restaurant on the property.
The Green Bay Police Department was able to engage and neutralize the suspect outside of the complex. On the north side of the building, the lone suspect was pronounced dead at the scene.
Brown County Sheriff Todd Delane saying the lone suspect shot 3 restaurant employees with a 9mm handgun. Opening statements are underway in the landmark civil trial pitting Epic Games against Apple. The case is being heard in California. Epic Games is a maker of Fortnite, and they're suing the tech giant on claims it has used its mobile operating system to stifle the growth of its competitors. Last year, Apple kicked Fortnite off its App Store after Fortnite offered its customers a different payment option. The action bypassed the 30% commission charge by Apple. As far as Apple's defense, Sarah Needleman is a tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal.
It's not here to defend its App Store policies. It's here to say that Epic broke its rules.
Ben Gilbert is with Business Insider. He tells ABC News this ruling could be a game changer.
One outcome could be that Apple is forced to allow other app stores onto the iPhone, which could mean less expensive stuff.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.